Voice of Indonesia.
Ce retard, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistenes@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. And RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, who will be presenting various information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer and closer to Indonesia. As always, we'll begin with the news. Then we also have some interesting programs like Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, let's begin with the news. The news first, the headline: Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomes 19% Indonesia and U.S. tariff aims to double exports. Indonesian government reaffirms commitment to strengthening national food security. That's the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, welcomed the 19% import tariff agreement for Indonesian products to the United States as a strategic opportunity to double the country's export value within the next 5 years. VOI reporter Dora Pardede has the detail.
The chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anindya Novian Bakri, welcomed the newly announced 19% import tariff agreement for Indonesian products entering the United States, as announced by U.S. President Donald Trump. In a statement on his personal Instagram on Thursday, Anindya viewed the outcome of the government's negotiation as better than many other countries and considered it a major opportunity to boost national export and significantly increase the value of bilateral trade. According to Anindya, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce is optimistic that within the next 5 years, Indonesia's export to the U.S. could double from current level.
Sekarang kan gini, kita punya apa?
Our trade with America is $40 billion. We have $28 billion and US have $12 million. Maybe the $40 billion can be $80 billion in 5 years. If balanced, our $28 billion can be $40 billion. It means Indonesia benefits from this.
Artinya Indonesia ikut beruntung dalam upaya ini.
To seize this opportunity, Anindya stated that the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce plans to soon hold a meeting with domestic industry player, particularly from the textile, garment, footwear, and electronics sectors, which together account for a significant export value of up to $39 billion annually. He also emphasized the importance of ensuring sufficient production capacity to meet the expected surge in demand. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia achieves record food output during El Nino. Government pushes downstream industry. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening national food security. He conveyed this during the Daulat Pangan or Food Sovereignty Discussions Forum held in Jakarta on Thursday, organized by the Gajah Mada University Alumni Associations or Kagama in collaboration with Public Broadcasting Radio Republik Indonesia. Amran stated that despite the country facing extreme El Nino conditions, national food production has significantly increased. He emphasized that this achievement is the result of swift policies and effective strategies in managing the agricultural sector.
The result is now this increase in production occurred during El Nino conditions. This was the highest production compared to normal climate conditions. Let's look at September. In 2024, during El Nino, it was quite intense, very intense. Production reached 3 million tons. That was the result of our efforts. Thanks to deregulation, effective budget strategies, and the courage to take risks. Next steps will focus on safeguarding food supplies.
Amran further noted that key commodities like corn and shallots had been successfully stabilized following earlier success in controlling the prices of chicken and eggs. He said the budget efficiency effort directed by the president opened up opportunities for downstream industry development and large-scale job creations. Investment worth 371 trillion rupiah or $23 billion is expected to generate up to 8 million jobs. He also emphasized that the governments will continue strengthening food security through consistent and sustainable productions. This is aimed at ensuring public access to affordable food and maintaining national stability amid global challenges.
Retno Marsudi says food security impossible without water security. Ranoff has the detail.
The United Nations Secretary General Special Envoy for Water, Retno Marsudi, emphasized the importance of building water security as a key foundation for achieving global food security. She made this statement during a public discussion titled Food Sovereignty, Resilience Amid Geopolitical Disruption and Trade Wars held on Tuesday, the RRI World Service Building, Jakarta.
Bahwa air adalah kehidupan, dan tidak ada satupun kehidupan tanpa air. Pada saat kita berbicara mengenai ketahanan pangan,
water is life, and there is no life without water. When we talk about food security, we must first talk about water security, because they are closely linked. Let me share some data. 72% of the world's fresh water is used for agriculture. When we eat rice, 1 kilogram of rice needs 2,500 liters of water in a year. For 1 kilogram of corn, it takes 900 liters of water. In other words, we need a lot of water to produce food.
Dan untuk 1 kilogram jagung, diperlukan 900 liter air. Dengan kata lain, diperlukan air yang sangat banyak untuk memproduksi pangan.
She also explained that the world is currently facing a water crisis marked by three major challenges: floods, drought, and the politicization of water resources. Retno stressed the need for transforming the global food system to be more efficient, inclusive, resilient, and sustainable. She also encouraged the produce more with less approach, meaning to produce more food using less water. Retno concluded her remark by highlighting that the water and food crisis must be addressed in an integrated way through cross-sector policies supported by strong technology and data.
United Nations supports clean water access in Indonesia through multi-stakeholder partnership. Ranoff has the detail.
The United Nations UN continues to show its strong commitment to supporting access to clean water in Indonesia, especially in areas facing water shortages. This was stated by the UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for Water, Retno Marsudi, during a public discussion titled Food Sovereignty, Resilience Amid Geopolitical Disruption and Trade Wars, held on Thursday, July 17, 2025, at the RRR World Service Building in Jakarta. Retno said collaboration is needed to prepare clean water for the people.
I just returned from East Nusa Tenggara from Kupang Regency. There is a collaboration program between the UN, local government, private sector, and community organization to bring clean water access closer to the people.
According to Retno, regions like East Nusa Tenggara experience water stress throughout the years. That's why this joint program aims to bring clean water sources closer to communities, even making safe drinking water directly available through private sector partnerships. She also highlighted the importance of strong cooperation among all stakeholders. In this clean water program, the UN provides technical expertise while the Indonesian government works together with civil society organizations and private partners.
Culture plays important thing in strengthening the relationship between Indonesia and Thailand in diplomatic celebration. Ofra has the detail.
Taiwan's ambassador to Indonesia, Prapan Disyatat, emphasized the important role of culture in strengthening the relationship between the two countries. He delivered this message during the celebrations of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Thailand held in Jakarta on Thursday. According to him, the artistic performances from both nations serve as a clear symbol of the deep historical ties and rich cultural heritage they share.
As we witness the grace of Thai dance and the rhythm of Indonesian music, we are reminded that culture holds a unique power to connect hearts, transcend borders, and strengthen understanding between our peoples. It is my hope to see more of such collaboration and exchange of culture among our countries in the future as an integral part of our strategic partnership.
The ambassador also expressed his appreciations to the ministries of culture of both Thailand and Indonesia for their cooperation in organizing the cultural performances. The event featured various artistic presentations, including the blessing dance, a combined performance of Ramakien and Ramayana, and the friendship dance. He hoped this cultural momentum would continue to grow and further strengthen the Indonesia-Thailand partnership in the future.
Indonesian Minister for Migrant Worker Protection, Abdul Kadir Karding, emphasized migrant workers must be protected by the state, citing the urgent need to reform migration governance and prevent human trafficking. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Indonesian Minister for Migrant Worker Protection, Abdul Kadir Karding, said that migrant workers must receive protection from the state. Speaking at the Declaration of the Prevention of Human Trafficking Crimes in Riau on Thursday, Karding stated that exploitation and violence against migrant workers remain widespread, with 97% of cases occurring because workers leave the country illegally or through non-procedural means. Therefore, according to Karding, solving this issue requires improving the governance of migrant worker deportors and arrivals.
The main point is that we must work together. The ministries cannot act alone. Let's collaborate and build a system where all departures go through a single unified gateway.
In addition to establishing an integrated one-gate deportor system, Abdul Kadir Karding explained that the government will develop a strong vocational system to ensure public access to information, helping prevent exploitation and violence. He also stressed the importance of enforcing the law against perpetrators of human trafficking. Dara Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that's the news. Now here is today's commentary titled Indonesia's Food Security Amid El Nino, read by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia's food security amidst El Nino. Food security has become a global issue amidst the pressures of the climate crisis and geopolitical tensions. However, Indonesia has demonstrated resilience. At the Food Sovereignty Forum in Jakarta on Thursday, July the 17th, Indonesian Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman, stated that despite facing an extreme El Nino, national food production has actually increased significantly. In September 2024, it even reached a record of 3 million tons, the highest compared to normal climatic periods. El Nino itself is a natural phenomenon characterized by higher than normal sea level pressure that affects weather and climate worldwide, particularly in Indonesia, Australia, and across the Indian and Atlantic Oceans. The minister emphasized that the achievement was no coincidence. It was the result of deregulation, budget efficiency, and the courage to make risky decisions. All of this was done quickly and in a measured manner. The government also succeeded in stabilizing the prices of main commodities such as corn, shallots, chicken, and eggs. Furthermore, this policy opened up investment opportunities in the downstream sector worth approximately $23 billion, with the potential of create up to 8 million jobs. The success demonstrates that food security can be achieved through a combination of adaptive policy, both leadership and solid institutional support. In an increasingly uncertain world, Indonesia's strategy is a worthy example. Going forward, the challenges will continue to persist. However, with a long-term commitment and a focus on drought management, Indonesia will be able to continue strengthening its position as a resilient agricultural nation on the global stage. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Everyone, tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone, tapi kepemimpinan.
kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
Dia selalu ada waktu untuk membantuku. Namun aku bingung ketika dia bilang cinta, dan dia juga katakan untuk ingin jadi kekasihku. Cukuplah saja berteman. We'll be right back.
Region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia.
Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's editions come with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire populations must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing traditions with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens, starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity. As the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gathered. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that this Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. In Music Corner today, I'll present a song by 10 to 5. 10 to 5 is an Indonesian pop band that has been active in the Indonesian music industry since 2004. Currently, its members are Emil on the vocal, Arif on the bass, Ardi on the guitar, and Thomas on the drum. On June 14, 2024, they released their latest single entitled Kau or You, which was popularized by the music group T5 in 2001. This song is part of 10 to 5 and T5 project where they exchange hits. In May 2024, T5 also released the song You, which was popularized by 10 to 5. With a touch of 10 to 5 signature music, the song Kau is presented with a fresh new feel but still carries the nostalgia of the original song. The song created by Yeri and Rizal T5 describes the various feelings that arise in a romantic relationship. 10 to 5 hopes the single can be a tribute to T5 and become part of 10 to 5's existence in the Indonesian music industry. Well, listener, here is 10 to 5's version of the song, Kau. Check this one out.
Dirimu ragu dan malu hantui diriku. Oh, tiada kata terucap tanpamu. Tersenyum menatap malu-malu, rona merah pipimu terlukis jelas di wajahmu. Dia membisuku sesaat, bayangan dirimu selalu mengisi hatiku. Bila akan terjadi, kau kan jadi milikku selamanya. Kau, tiada kata terucap tuh, ungkapkan isi hati dan beri aku asa yang datang mengisi hidupku. Mungkinkah kau tahu apa yang ada di hati, dan kau pergi di saatku, yakini hatiku untukmu. Kau
tanganmu. Tersenyum menatap malu-malu.
Warna merah pipimu terlukis jelas di wajahmu. Dia membisuku ingat senyuman manis walau sesaat.
Bergandengan tangan hanya kamu dan aku. Rasa dan masa yang ada ini hanyalah malu. Tak tahu bagaimana untuk mendapatkan dirimu. OMG, kini ku tahu hatiku kacau, pikiranku galau, cintaku hanya
kau untukmu. Kan jadi milikku selamanya. Tiada kata terucap tu ungkapkan isi hati.
Lying there by her side. Oh, you
Voice of Indonesia.
Janji padaku takkan pernah ada cinta yang lainnya terasa begitu indah. Tapi semua berbeda saat kau kenali dirinya. Sadarkah dirimu diriku terluka saat kau sebut namanya. Biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah, namun di hatiku hanya satu cinta untukmu luar biasa. Andaikan saja kau tahu aku takkan mudah berubah. Aku kan bertahan, selalu bertahan sampai waktu memanggilku. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah, namun di hatiku hanya satu cinta untukmu luar biasa.
Bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasaku mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh beginikah rasanya, tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan.
Sudah tahukah dia
tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.